Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it happens in all sports, especially in the postseason when you have two equally talented teams playing for a championship. Like Thursday, Washington Regional, the golf title on the line down at Country Oaks in Montgomery, number 3 South. A 6-shot lead at the turn, only to wind up losing by 6 shots to 7th-ranked and defending champion Evansville North for a second straight year. Dustin Carver's Panthers shooting a 297. Happy Gilmore, a 2-under-70. But on this day, not good enough, as the Huskies made everything they looked at on the backside.
Our number one goal is to win regionals, but the end goal is to survive in advance, and so we're pleased with being able to go back to the state championship for 4 years in a row. And, you know, again, kudos to Evansville North. They play better than us on the backside, and we kind of were leaking a little there. And, you know, I'm glad we got it in the house to shoot under 300 on that course, and the way pretty nice. So we're super excited to get back, try to compete for a state championship.
Panther head coach Dustin Carver ahead Prairie View and the state starting Tuesday of next week. North season came to a close shooting a 348. Team medalists were Alec Friend and Grant McCray with 86s. Cubs Reds game 2 of the weekend set, 640 pregame. I'm Joe.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The Cinderella story will continue at least through this weekend for West Carroll's Evansville Purple Aces, who clinched their first NCAA baseball regional title, the 9th team to ever make a super regional after being seeded 4th in a regional, as they were, in Greenville, only to beat ECU 16th ranked in Monday's winner-take-all championship. We got a great story here. Linton's own Kip Fugers, who started his collegiate career playing for Jeff Mercer at IU, transferred. He got in Evansville's lineup, and he wins the regional MVP this past week. Homered in all 4 games, 6 hits, 7 RBI. Joining a veteran group that continues to take Skipper Carroll's program to new heights.
You know, these upperclassmen, these seniors have done so much, changing the trajectory and culture of our program. Them believing me and then going and performing in that, you know, capacity, I think just shows we can compete.
The skipper of the Purple Aces of Evansville, Wes Carroll, ESPN2, a little past 3. The Volunteers are 53-11 now. They rolled through winning the regional, as you know, one of those wins being 12-6 over Indiana. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.